Thursday, December 20th, 2018, is the deadline for Immigration and Customs Enforcement to release the last of what was, at its peak, about 350 detained Iraqis. Some have been in prison since the summer of 2017. Many are Chaldean Christians, like Sam Hamama. He was the lead plaintiff in the lawsuit that won his own and the others' freedom. Here's the story. Sam Hamama is standing in front of the ICE field office in Detroit with his daughter Brittany and his son Christopher. It's a symbolic place. It's where he was first taken after ICE agents detained him on June 11th, 2017. Now, he's free.
In general, what this has done for our family has made us much stronger and brought us together closer, because you just can't take things for granted anymore.
Hamama and other Iraqis who committed crimes might have gotten deported years ago, but they got deferrals because Iraq refused to accept them. That appeared to change when President Trump took office. The administration claimed to have a deal with Iraq. That country would accept the deportees, and in exchange, Iraq would come off a list of countries whose citizens were barred from entering the U.S. But it's not clear there really was a deal, and Hamama became the lead plaintiff in the lawsuit to free the Iraqis from detention. He says he has a lot of things to be grateful for this Christmas.
Miller and Canfield and ACLU on top of my list. God bless you guys. God bless you for what you did for us. I would not be standing here today if it wasn't for you guys.
Hamama says the worst thing about the ordeal was the effect it had on his kids. His daughter Brittany says the day he was detained started out like a normal Sunday.
We were actually laughing, joking, sitting on the couch, and then we heard a banging on the door.
At the door were ICE agents. They told Hamama he needed to meet with the Iraqi ambassador, who was in Detroit. Just a routine meeting.
The officer who was speaking reassured my mom and said, you know, you're going to get a call tomorrow to come and pick him up.
Yeah, but when they said, take your belt off, take your ring, take any jewelry off.
That's when they knew this was not routine.
So my sisters were still upstairs, and he told me to get them because he wanted to say goodbye, and we said goodbye as if we would never see him.
ICE sent many of the Iraqis to county jails. Hamama spent 9 months in St. Clair County Jail. The ACLU says county jails aren't designed for long-term stays, so many people spent 23 hours a day in a tiny cell. Hamama says he understands that some of the people ICE rounded up did worse things than he did. He spent 2 years in prison for threatening someone with an unloaded gun in a road rage incident. But like him, they served their time.
I think some of them are great people, you know, and some of them, you know, could be, you know, not as good. But, you know, in this country, I just think you deserve a second chance.
ICE says it is complying with the judge's order, but it's, quote, deeply concerned that it's being forced to release serious convicted criminals. But Miller Canfield attorney Wendy Richards says the Constitution is very clear. The government cannot indefinitely detain anyone after their sentence is served.
But there are people in this group who are not criminals. There are people who are, you know, overstayed their visas. They may have not filled out paperwork properly. They may have missed a meeting, an appointment.
Richards says the releases took much longer than they should have because government attorneys lied about the negotiations with Iraq. The federal judge in the case agreed, issuing a scathing rebuke of their delay tactics. Some of those being released today have been imprisoned for a year and a half. Hamama himself was released after 9 months.
It's a beautiful day. It really is. Yeah. It really is. It's really Christmas.
About 23 Iraqis will remain in detention at least for a while after today. That's because the judge said the government could detain people for up to 6 months, and some of them haven't yet hit that limit. For the rest, they're finally back with their families, back in their communities. But it's a bittersweet ending. Many will be dealing with the repercussions of trauma, lost jobs, lost homes, for years to come. I'm Tracy Samilton.